Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Want to hear something dumb?
Yeah. Kidding me?
So, I don't know what it was when we went to the Sleep Number store and the missus bought that 20-pound blanket.
Oh, my God. I love that thing.
Oh, so you're still using yours?
I love that thing.
So, you're wearing the 20-pound blanket every night when you go to sleep.
I pull it over me and it pushes me into my bed and I just go, oh, I'm out. I love that thing. You don't love it, huh?
I don't use it.
She only got like a twin size, like for her side of the bed?
It's just her side of the bed. I don't want that.
Full size. No, you need it.
But she has now been traveling and is without it.
Oh, no.
And I have heard every day, the first thing I hear is, how's my blanket? I miss it so much.
She should just go get one, and then every time she's down there, she'll have it.
I'm not going to be party to that. She's
a
grown up.
Suggest it to her. You can't make a suggestion to a grown-up?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Amazon will have it there for her tomorrow.
This is the person that makes fun of me because I pack my own stuff when I go places because I know what I need. No, she needs to handle her own business.
Yeah.
But she's tripping without her blanket.
Yeah, she needs to order one. Like, she needs to have what she needs.
Well, look what you've created, though. Now you're going to need it, too. If you ever have to go anywhere, you're going to be all...
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. She's just a baby. So we'll just I'm gonna DM her and tell her to get one. If she needs it, she needs it. The thing is awesome. It's just like being embraced in a warm hug and you just blow right out. Oh my God. They're little glass beads, aren't they?
I don't know what it is.
It's some kind of beading or something. Oh God, I love that bed.
I took all that crap off the bed. All of it. It's in a closet right now.
Thrown in a pile in the closet.
All of the extra pillows.
Oh.
You know the decorative pillows?
Yeah.
They're in a closet
underneath
the 20-pound blanket and some other crap that shouldn't be in that
room. They're getting smothered.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, boy.
I mean, they'll all get pulled back out when she gets back, but for now, you couldn't...
You're not going to, like, set the bed all back up
you can't,
all perfect.
No, the room right now looks like it should look clean, free, and easy.
Oh, my God. You actually removed them from the room. It's so funny. Like, to go through that effort.
Yeah.
You're right. That was a fun thing to hear.
She misses her 20-pound blanket.
She could get one, you know, and she'd have one at your mom's house. Anyway.
You didn't tease us with anything.
No.
So
well,
I don't know what I'm waiting for.
You're not. For nothing. So this was the big story. It's everywhere this morning. You probably already heard it, and here's just a quick recap. Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow on Game of Thrones. I repeat this only because you're seeing it everywhere. We did it at 6 o'clock. He has secretly check into a luxury rehab for stress and alcohol use, according to the New York Post, according to his people. No. He's just, you know, he's dealing with some issues, some personal stuff. He's on a wellness retreat. So it's in Connecticut. It's $120,000 a month. And apparently he's not locked down there because they've been spotting him all over Connecticut. And that's how the New York Post got a hold of it. They caught wind of it. Because everyone's like, hey, Jon Snow's been hanging out here for the last month. He checked in about 2 weeks before the series finale aired. And he is saying that he had such a hard time with the final season. Just... the big change coming in his life, that he wouldn't be playing that character anymore. The fact that, you know, what his character has to do to get another character in the final throes of the show. Apparently, he couldn't deal with it too well, according to him.
All right.
And his wife, Rose Leslie, who played a Grit on the show, is very supportive.
I hope he's okay.
Me too.
And actually, I hope he's not an alcoholic.
I know.
I have a tendency to believe that that's all that stuff is jive, and he's just... getting treatment for alcoholism, but I hope he's not.
Yeah, that
I hope
would be...
he can go back to having a beer with his dinner or five of them with his friends and not having it take over him.
Right.
I hope that's the case.
Let's hope so. Nothing with your mouth. Where'd you learn that?
You like that part, huh?
That was a funny part. I just wish we could have stayed in that cave forever. So America's Got Talent is back, everyone.
Yeah.
That's where we found out about Brian King Joseph. He was third place last season? And that was third place. And so that was last summer. It turned out he's a friend of our Vaughn's, who runs our camera here. Mm-hmm. And so we've met him since then. But, you know, who knows who we'll discover this year. It started up, I guess, did you say last night was the first episode?
Yes, that's correct.
So this man's Star
Season
Wars.
Season 14.
Well, this man, let's see if I can find his name. Greg Morton.
Hey, Greg.
He's a voice impressionist.
All right.
And he did all the Star Wars characters, apparently, and the place just fell apart. So here we go. Here's a little clip from last night. You know what? There's a lot of visual happening there that I feel like people should... Oh, there's
you need
Chewbacca.
To see it all coming
you
out of one guy for it to be
need to see
impressive.
It, and the way he's using the mic to get various effects, that's pretty good. So Greg Morton, he was the star of the show last night.
I'll put it up.
He's no Brian King Joseph. Yeah, put that on the Ceremony Facebook page.
You've got it. Thank you.
All right. Sharon Osbourne, she's ready for a new face. She's ready to go under the
again?
The knife. That's right, Vinny. Well, the old face is getting a little old. She's sick of it. She says, my next surgery's booked. She said this on yesterday's show, The Talk. That's her show, The Talk, the one that everyone keeps jumping off of. She said, I'm having it in August, so when we come back to film in September, I will have a new face. Carrie Ananava goes, but I like this face. She said, you're just used to it. You're going to love the new one.
What's she getting done, does she say?
Let's see. She loves surgery, by the way. Facelifts, tummy tucks, breast reduction, and more in the past. She says, there's not much I haven't had tweaked, stretched, peeled, lasered, veneered, enhanced, or removed altogether. As for why she decided to jump in the first place, I didn't want to look like my mom because I look like my mom. See, I do. I want to look like my mom. Oh, sorry, that's someone else. See, I do. I do want to look like my mom.
Oh, boy.
Said Rumor Willis, referring to Demi Moore.
Oh, right.
Give me the jeans.
Oh, Rumor Willis is on that show?
Yeah, I guess she was a guest co-host.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if your mom's Demi Moore, you do want to look like her. Well, I haven't seen Sharon Osbourne's mom, but I'm guessing that she's probably right and doesn't want to look like her. Here's a picture of her right now, and I guess we'll see her brand new face in August. It's going to be beautiful. Ozzy, it's me. It's me, Sharon. I just have a new face.
All right.
Oh, it's not you. I was waiting for Sharon to get home.
It's me, Ozzy. Ozzy, it's me.
This is such an addiction. That should be classified by the WHO as an addiction,
you
too.
You are not kidding. I'm right here, Ozzy.
You're not Sharon.
I think in a lot of ways it's similar to tattoos in that you get one.
He's like, well, what's stopping me from getting more?
And you, well, you also feel like, well, now this is fixed. But this isn't, I feel off center. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I get.
It's like having a cake and taking just like one little piece, but then you got to kind of even it out. And you're like, well, if I then just like, then it's like a perfect half. Like, well, then, you know.
How are we eating cake?
Well, it's just, you just keep trimming pieces off until finally you've eaten the whole thing. You've had everything done.
Nobody was
talking. I'm going to get someone else's bones even.
Well, anyway, I'm.
Took her back
I feel
food.
Bad for her.
Ah, don't. She's fine. You know, let her.
Is she? Really? Know. She's going in for another surgery?
If that's what she wants, you know, she likes it. You know, who are we to say? Plus, it's her money. Do whatever she wants with it, I guess.
When I worked at the La Costa Resort, a lot
of
those people...
Oh, you must have seen some jacked up people.
...go to the resort to heal.
Right.
They go hide there.
Like their nose is all taped up or whatever.
Yep. Mm. So that's probably what she does.
Right. Well, she's off for a few months and...
She'll get the surgery and then
go
she'll
to La Costa.
Sit somewhere.
Right. I got liposuction. You people made me get liposuction. Oh, I have a little story about him coming up, too.
Oh, good.
Jersey Shore. These guys.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, do it.
Oh,
but...
no, I don't have to. I mean, if you don't want to.
Go on.
The Situation is who we're talking about here.
What?
He gets special treatment in jail, according to DJ Pauly D, one of the original
Pauly D
castmates. His name is Paul Del Vecchio, DJ Pauly D. And he said, oh, I went and visited him, and yeah, he He gets all kind. He gets to pick what food he wants. He's the star of the show in prison.
Well, that's going to put an end to that. He really shouldn't have said that out loud.
Yeah. So he went and talked to Us Weekly. I guess, you know, Us Weekly's interested in what DJ Pauly D is up to. He says, yeah, you know what? Yeah, they like him. He gets to pick all the food and stuff like that. They really like him in there, so I'm happy about that. That's a plus. I guess he hadn't visited a lot of people in jail before. He described the visit as weird. I've never had to do that before, visit someone in prison, but it wasn't too bad considering. I mean, he's doing great. He's in great spirits. He's just happy to put this past him. He's almost out of there. Isn't it a tax fraud thing?
Mm-hmm.
It went by so quick. He's doing great. I'm looking forward to partying with him when he gets out.
It went by quick for who?
Yeah, for
whom?
For DJ Pauly D. I guess he's been very busy.
Right.
He said basically he spends his time working out and hits the books. You believe him? Oh, he's definitely in the gym there, and he's eating well. He's working out like twice a day, making some friends in there. He's getting a lot of reading done. I think he's doing the classes, too, rehab classes. So he's looking forward to partying with this guy who has been to rehab and is in rehab there. I guess his wife gets to visit a lot. And there you go. That's what Pauly D's up to, waiting for the situation to get out so they can have yet another Jersey Shore reunion. This is an interesting story. Kind of out of the blue.
Okay.
Chris Kattan is accusing Lorne Michaels of pressuring him to have sex with the director of Night at the Roxbury.
Chris Kattan,
yeah, I know. I'll tell you the whole story here. Chris Kattan is 48. He was a couple years, he was a member of the cast of SNL. And one of their big things was the Night at the Roxbury. I want to say it was...
him and Will Ferrell.
Him and Will Ferrell. And I want to say one of the best episodes of that was with Jim Carrey.
Yes.
They all sit in the car, and it was, what's the name? What's that song that they would do it to?
It was right on the top of my
head. I know, me too.
Is that one?
No.
What scene is this from?
What is this song?
The theme song from Night at the Roxbury.
Don't say anymore.
This is it. Baby, don't hurt me. That's it.
I was sitting there on it for a minute. I was like, what are you guys looking for? Is it this? I wasn't sure.
There it is. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Okay, I can't even do that neck thing.
Well, he can't anymore either. Is this in the story?
No.
He broke his back.
Doing that?
On SNL.
Oh, my God.
And actually, he said, I never sued, but... I broke my back doing a bit there on TV.
Oh, my God.
And I've never been the same.
Oh, the poor thing.
Trip out.
Yeah, that seems terrible.
Although
he has a big lump on his neck here.
Does he?
It could be his shirt, Vin, but I'll hand it to you in a second. Anyway,
okay, what is he saying about this, though?
He's written a new memoir.
That's where the back thing came out.
Oh, so this is just another excerpt from it. It's called Baby Don't Hurt Me. Stories and Scars from Saturday Night Live.
Boom.
In the memoir, Chris accuses Lorne Michaels of pressuring him to have sex with Amy Heckerling, who was the director of A Night at the Roxbury.
How was she? Does he say?
He doesn't say. I don't even know if he did her. Maybe he did.
He had to have.
Well,
it's Lorne Michaels.
He's
That's
saying,
your boss.
I'm going to say he didn't do it, just based on the story. So here's what he says. Lorne Michaels... I guess that Amy Heckerling, they wanted her to direct, but she was like, I'll just be a producer on it. And he says, I was attracted to Amy, but at the same time, very afraid of the power she and Lorne wielded over my career. One night after working, before the movie's filming, she asked him to have sex with her. Like, she hit on him. So they were working, I guess, before, you know, pre-production, what have you. And he says, I was shocked. Was she joking? He said he tried to keep it light, but then the conversation ended there. And Lorne called him the next day and said, Paramount will only do the movie if Amy signs on as a director, not as a producer. I want to make sure this movie happens, and you have to keep Amy happy. Chris, I'm not saying you have to F her, but it wouldn't hurt.
Would you do it?
Let's see. Hold on. He says he ultimately went through with it.
Oh, there you go.
I was too scared. The last thing I wanted was to have someone hear Lorne say, career ender about me. To this day, when I think about that conversation with Lorne, I still feel repellingly pathetic. She thought it would be fun to have sex on Lorne's desk. I said a polite F no to that. So we ended up going to her office and having sex on, the casting couch. And ultimately, she didn't direct the movie.
What?
He banged her for nothing.
Is that sad?
I don't know.
Is that story a sad story?
They still made the movie.
It would be awful if we heard that that was done to a woman, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, think about it. Like, we are treating it very lightly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The double standard is in place.
As always. What year were you born? 69?
I'd rather not say.
BuzzFeed. Well, all right. I'll make it 72 then.
That's my brother. That's Jan.
Oh, perfect. BuzzFeed has, you know, I like BuzzFeed. This one is kind of weak, but it's just so funny because it came up a couple times today, like how old people are. Like the kid, Riley, who's our new intern, he just turned 20 like a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And Hooman almost started crying because Hooman started, that kid was a 3-month-old baby when Hooman did his first movie review at the station.
I'm depressed. I cannot believe that kid was born the same year I started at the station.
Just 3 months old when you started. So BuzzFeed has a list of famous people who died the year you were born. They just picked one from each year. I don't know if they basically are saying that that these are the most famous person.
Okay, who died in 69?
All right, let me see. Hold on. 69, Judy Garland.
Oh, that's a good one, Vin.
Lucky.
That's
Judy Garland.
That's one of the best ones.
Can you give me somebody else?
Well, my sister.
Over
no.
The rainbow.
Way up high. Okay. I thought we were going to go
no,
for
seriously,
it.
No, seriously. Somebody else. Give me somebody else.
No. They put one person. I think they picked the most famous person. 1970, the year my sister was born.
Oh, you want to know who else died? You want to know who else died in 69?
No, I want to just do this story.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
All right, give him someone good.
Sharon Tate.
Oh, the Manson
That's
murders.
That's no good.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, you got a president.
Never mind. Who else? What's 70?
Oh, Ho Chi Minh?
No, it doesn't say Ho Chi Minh. I purposely
That's
skipped that
That's where my family's
one.
From. Come on.
Ho Chi Minh. All right, go ahead, Sarah.
If you'd been born in 1970, Jimi Hendrix would have been your person.
All right, can you look up 74, the most important year of
Is that
all?
Your year? Hold on.
You're 70. Man, you're old.
Yikes.
1974 is aviator Charles Lindbergh.
Aw, that's dumb.
What year were you born, Brandon? Brandon.
95.
Oh, God. Ginger Rogers. See, kids don't even know who these people are. What year are you? 85?
83.
Oh, you're 83? Hold on. Playwright Tennessee Williams.
Dumb.
I guess they just want everyone to feel bad.
Yeah. I just want to say mine, I have way better. Oscar Schindler died that year. I would have taken him over Charles Lindbergh. Ellington died that year.
I got Walt Disney for 1966.
Oh.
Actually, and oh my God, Yuzette has the worst one. She was born in 1967. Poet Langston Hughes.
Oh, that's dumb. That is dumb.
So BuzzFeed has the whole list if you're remotely interested.
What year was Bryn born?
Bryn was born in 83, and he's Tennessee Williams. Did you find someone better for him?
I will in 2 seconds. Hold on.
So these end at 2011 with Apple founder Steve Jobs.
He has Karen Carpenter. Is that better?
It's better than
Tennessee Williams.
Yeah. All right, Vinny.
Jack Dempsey. Oh yeah.
Nobody knows who that is. Oh my God.
Okay.
The football player?
No, the boxer.
The boxer.
Okay.
Oh, what's coming up?
Yes.
Mushrooms in Oakland, everybody.
All right.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 97 at 800-400-3697 gets a 4-pack of passes to California's Great America, where Boomerang Bay is now open. Oh. It's going to be hot this weekend, too. Nice to splash around at Boomerang Bay. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You want a four-pack passes to California's Great America? We've got them for you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo. Oh. Stop by a Whole Foods near you and try the Organic Koo salads and chicken wraps.
All right. Wow, they're in the Whole Foods now.
Sounds fantastic.
It does. It sounds so convenient.
I'll do that today.
All right.
Yum. Mm.
You love Organic Koo.
I do.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. So I guess I'll begin real quick with the Warriors. They begin the NBA Finals tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Warriors.
And the game after that, just so you can plan your schedule, is on Sunday at 5 p.m. So those are the first two games. They'll be in Toronto. Tomorrow at 6, Sunday at 5. I'll be there, will you?
Probably not, but I'll be psyched for them when they win.
Your headline is Oakland a step closer to approving use of shrooms. Hmm. The Oakland City Council's Public Safety Committee approved a resolution Tuesday to decriminalize certain natural psychedelics, including mushrooms, paving the way for Oakland to become the second city in the country to do so. Was it Denver?
I think so. Somewhere, yeah.
Somewhere in Colorado, they did this.
I feel like it was Denver.
The resolution introduced by the committee chairman Noel Gallo instructs law enforcement to stop investigating and prosecuting people using the drugs. It applies to psychedelics that come from plants or fungi, not synthetic drugs like LSD or MDMA, also known as ecstasy, they say here. I never did MDMA or ecstasy. I don't know anything about it.
Me either. I don't really want to.
LSD, though, comes... I always encountered it as a little stamp that you put in your mouth.
These days, and it's drops.
You don't even know. You don't know. Mm-hmm. You're really risking a lot, in my opinion. And mushrooms are natural. They grow right out of poop.
Yeah.
They grow right out of cow poop.
Or whatever's dead.
No. Oh. So, anyway, it looks like they're going to be decriminalizing it in a way. Well, so that if you're caught with it or if you're caught on it, it won't become a thing.
So they won't pursue it necessarily.
Nature is not a crime, they're saying here.
Yeah, nature's not a crime, guys. Mushroom slap me.
There's a big difference between mushrooms and LSD in that the time spent tripping is like a third.
Yeah, I've never done any of those.
Even a quarter,
things.
Maybe.
I wouldn't want to. I'm too afraid. I live with a lot of fear.
Do you?
I do. Hmm. Well, a fear of tripping. Yeah. You just hear the bad side. It's not for me. I can't spend 12 hours doing anything. Please.
Well, that's not mushrooms. That's LSD you're talking about.
And plus, mushrooms taste bad.
They do taste bad.
Disgusting. Or so I hear, so I've heard. I've only ever heard that.
So our phones sit around.
Yeah.
You can put it down, but you're going to pick it right back up.
Yep.
A recent study found the average American checks their phone about 80 times a day.
80 times a day.
That's every 12 minutes you're awake.
Yep. Anything happening yet? Did anybody text me? Do I have any messages? Is there anything important going on?
A new study just looked at the top things that make us check our phones. What triggers our need to look at that thing? Unoccupied moments like waiting for a bus or standing in line for coffee.
Yeah. Just take a look.
Take a look at your phone.
Well, you're bored. It's, boredom is what triggers it, I guess.
We basically use our phones to avoid moments of boredom. Mm. God forbid we just stand there.
Yeah.
Can't be done.
It's like back in the olden days, I would stand in a line and I would actually just go into my own head and have thoughts about things.
I force myself to do that.
Yeah. I don't do it. I just look at my phone. Don't bother.
When I
look at my thoughts when I have a phone to look at.
Look, everybody gets to do their thing and I'm fine with it. I am. But when I see people doing stuff that I'm embarrassed about, I think I don't want to be the person.
Yeah.
I need to be able to stand here. It's a 2-second line.
Yep.
We're not talking about waiting overnight for concert tickets.
Right.
We're talking about the grocery store, for God's sakes.
Well, the problem with checking your phone when you're waiting in line or in other moments of boredom is that if there is anything going on your phone, now you're going to be sucked into your phone. And there's nothing worse. I actually find it to be so annoying that people are having full-blown conversations as they walk around a grocery store and stuff.
I agree.
You just hear someone talking next to you and you think, oh, are they talking to me? And you look over and no, they're not. And then they're in the line. Everyone's just waiting in line. Now I got to hear your half of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And you really don't know how loud you're talking, lady. And then you get up there and the lady's trying to check you out and she's asked you a question, but you're busy talking to this other person on the phone. Please stop. Just hang up. I'm not talking to you.
This one's obvious. When you're anticipating a message or notification, you will repeatedly check your phone. But that's okay. So I'm waiting on somebody.
Right.
I get why I'm checking it then.
Yeah.
And socially awkward situations, like when you're waiting for friends at a bar or don't know anyone, you pull your phone.
It still looks like you're occupied.
And you are
busy. I'm not alone. I'm with my phone.
Right.
I've used my phone as an excuse sometimes, too. Oh, sorry. I got to take this call. Bye.
What?
Yeah, you just pretend you have
a problem.
Well, you just don't want to talk to people necessarily.
A man accused of swindling $80,000 from a Georgia woman he met online has been arrested in Tennessee.
Mm.
He is wanted in many other states for similar scams.
Is he a catfisher guy?
John Martin Hill, 35, connected with this woman from Alpharetta, Georgia on Match.com.
Uh-oh.
He took the woman out on a date the same day they met, and the two agreed to get married within a week of meeting.
What?
Mm-hmm. He told the woman, I'm a millionaire. And they decided to invest in a love nest together. The woman gave her now fiance $80,000 to help with the home's purchase.
Oh, my God.
During their short romance, he convinced her that they were in love and that they should buy a house together. They went house hunting and selected a home they were interested in. Meanwhile, the man has other women in Duluth, Georgia, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, and New Jersey.
So this is his scam. He's like, I love you. Let's do this. Let's get married. They give him the money for a down payment, and he leaves.
Since then, way more women have come forward and said they were in a relationship with him, too.
Oh, my God.
He's changed his name at least 5 times in 2.5 years.
Oh, boy.
And...
Wow. God, some people, they really just, like, I wouldn't have the energy to keep that going.
Well, but this is his job.
Right. You're right about that.
This is how he's making his money.
And he's making some.
Right. He doesn't have to. This is what he does.
Yeah.
He romances the ladies and gets the money.
Gets the money.
Anyway, he's been arrested, so we'll have to wait and see how much more as they shake the tree. Falls out, because I'm sure there are plenty more where that came from.
Right. This can't be brand new.
There's an 81-year-old man from Newcastle, England, who recently wanted to drive to Rome to visit the Vatican and see the Pope. He typed R-O-M into his GPS instead of R-O-M-E.
Oh, no.
And it guided him to a town in northwest Germany, 1,000 miles from Rome.
Oh.
When he got there, he was confused that there was no Vatican.
Yeah, where the hell am I?
And when he got out of his car, he forgot to put on the parking brake, and it rolled down a hill and crashed into a sign.
Oh, my God.
They say, the good news is he's okay.
Is he?
He's 1,000 miles.
He's got some problems.
From the right place.
Yeah, and didn't notice.
And crashed his car.
Yeah.
He's 81.
Oh, I'm going to Rome.
Bad news.
Goodbye, family. I feel bad for him, you know. He made it all the way to Rome.
You know, we talked about...
So far off base.
Just the other day, we talked about the people with the drama in their lives.
Yeah. Well, this isn't... It's not...
A woman...
I mean, I guess it is his fault.
No. That's not the story. This next story is the one.
All right.
A woman wrote into Ask Amy... A newspaper advice column this week. To
is ask that one
about,
of the ones you read?
I read a lot of the different ones, yeah. I'm into it. I think it's interesting.
Okay.
The stuff
I know, I like it too. I like their answers too. Usually they're very no-nonsense.
She'd been with her boyfriend for 25 years. Mm. They have a son and a daughter together, and he also cheated on her and had a 21-year-old son with another woman.
Uh-oh.
This woman didn't meet the kid until he was 15. Didn't know that he had another love child.
Uh-oh.
Well, the boyfriend died 5 months ago.
Oh, no.
And now the woman is in a relationship with his son.
What?
Right.
She's in a relationship with her kid's half-brother?
Mm-hmm. Yes, perfectly put. She'd been with this guy 25 years.
How old are they? They have a son
and a daughter.
Yeah.
And he cheated on her and had a 21-year-old son with another woman that she didn't even know about until he was 15. That's when she met this young man.
Is he hot?
I guess. Must be, right?
How old is she?
Doesn't say.
Wow.
When the boyfriend died 5 months ago.
She hopped right in with this guy.
Her excuse is that she's not his mom. I'm not his mom. She didn't meet him until he was 15.
Oh my God.
And now they're both adults. He's 21. What? Her kids, though, have disowned her, and they call it disgusting.
Yeah. It doesn't say any of these other people's ages. It doesn't say her age. Like, is she 50?
Doesn't say.
Is she 40?
It doesn't say.
What about, is she 35?
I can't answer that question because I don't have that information. No idea. Well, they've disowned her, so they clearly don't need her.
So they're older than this.
They must be older.
This is, yeah.
Well, the kid's 21.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but if they were together 25 years, her kids could be older than this kid. This is
so stunning. What would you say to this person?
I say, Mom, I'm disowning you. Mom, you can't sleep with our brother.
Ask Amy agreed with the kids, the ones that disowned her, and called it disgusting. She says, your choice to engage in a sexual relationship with your kid's half-brother a mere 5 months after their father's death is disgusting, a poor decision, and inappropriate.
Yeah, she's right. Think the lady will stop?
No.
The heart wants what it.
No. You got to be one of those Lannister lovers if you're into that. Like, if you think
those are true brother and sister.
But what I'm saying is, they know better. But they're in love.
It's the things you are supposed to have.
Right,
you like it because it's wrong.
Do they quit? No.
No, they don't. In fact, they
love each other.
Stupid end together.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'll read these real quick. We have the movie reviews coming up. So I want to get some now, some on the other side, and then boom.
Yeah.
Godzilla's going to be on the show.
Gojira.
Say that again?
Gojira.
How do you know that word?
That's how you say it in Japanese. Gojira.
They're like one of the best bands of all time.
Gojira?
Yeah. How do you know
they're
them?
A band?
Yes.
Are they Japanese?
No.
Oh, that's how you say Godzilla in Japanese.
Say it again.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're one of the best bands ever.
Huh.
You like them?
Yes.
You and I have that in
Never.
Common.
Well, we have so much in common.
I know.
Eddie. I mean, God.
It's awesome.
No wonder we're such good friends.
Say it again.
Godzilla.
Oh, God, I can't believe it.
How do you spell it?
G-O-J-I-R-A.
Oh, funny. Gojira.
Gojira.
Yeah.
Ah! I knew I liked you. Oh, yeah. Back to the text. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hooman's singing voice is nice.
Yeah, Hooman.
When he sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, he should sing on the montages more often.
Sing it again.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
There's the land that I heard of.
There's a land that I heard of.
Once
in a lullaby.
Oh, my God. You didn't even need me to tell you the lyrics.
Big movie review coming up,
all
everyone.
All right, take it easy. I got some more texts. Think about his career, though. Have you seen him since SNL? That's Chris Kattan. He was on Malcolm in the Middle for a while. He did okay.
What was he on Malcolm in the Middle? I don't remember.
I think he was like the wife's friend or the, I don't know. I didn't really watch the show, but he was on there.
He's on things here and there, Chris Kattan. But yeah, he was his biggest thing was SNL, maybe.
Hey, Alice fam, have you ever been to the Safeway in Strawberry?
Yeah.
Everyone is over 70 and looks like they've had their skin stretched so tight. So? And that's their thing. All right.
Yeah, that's the tribe. There's a look. I want to know better.
Didn't Vinny bet if Disneyland 2019 happened, it would be minus the baby? Sounds like Dusty won. No, the baby's not coming. The baby's not going to Disneyland.
What you going to do? Stay with your mom?
Yeah. It's actually, we're taking my daughter.
Vin Disney trip.
That was different. That was for if he was to get for the station. Uh-huh. You know how he goes down for the station.
Oh, would so he go was saying that, alone without
yeah,
the family?
He was saying he would be able to go without the family because it's a work trip and she wouldn't be able to bust into that
right.
vacation
oh.
for herself.
I see.
I don't know. Disney like broke up with us or something. They don't send me anymore. I don't know what happened. Maybe I did something wrong.
You didn't.
You sure?
They just love Jane so much.
All right.
She gets to do all the good stuff. Maybe because, you know, when they fly her to like Alani or something, it's just her. When you have that whole family in tow. Maybe
oh, you think that's
could
it?
Could be. I really don't know.
I like to do stuff alone.
Hey, Alani. Oh, Disney!
Depression and anxiety can put you in a place like that, too, with or without alcohol use. Not everyone who needs intensive treatment is an addict.
Yeah,
having been through
a
similar
facility.
Program, I believe that CBT and mindful-based stress reduction are things everyone can benefit from. That's from 650. I hope you're right.
Yeah, look, and you could be right. It just seems like if you were struggling with depression or anxiety, you would get treatment from a therapist and not necessarily check yourself into a center. That's
right.
all. It just seems so like he has other
it's
problems.
It's a lot. Right. It's a lot. To pull yourself out of your own life.
Right. To go live at a facility where other people are going to see you there.
When you're a married guy,
yeah.
too. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, I hope you're right.
Me too.
I hope it's not a thing. Well, never mind. As a never married woman with no kids, I have yet to meet a man who made me happier than I am as a single person. My life is full of friends and passion projects, but I'm open to marriage. And if I find a truly fantastic guy, do you know any? Most people tell me they don't know any.
I know some truly fantastic people, but most of them are all partnered up.
Well, Hooman's free. Yeah, we know somebody. He's right here.
But he's not.
But I don't want to take away your joy, and I'm gonna disappoint. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm not perfect. If you can believe it.
I love how Hooman, a glorified phone screener with 6 junior colleges under his belt, knows more about the origins of the universe and life on Earth than all of the physicists, astronomers, and biologists over the last 500 years. Keep up the good work, Hooman.
Hooman!
Hey! Woo! You're welcome, everyone. I'm glad I was able to enlighten you.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a designer, there's a designer. Praise the Lord.
Okay, we'll break right here.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.